Yud Dalad Iyar, Pesach Sheni, Sunday the 22nd of May, Rabbi Avram Baruch Lau, Pesach Sheni. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Lichvod Simchas HaNesuim of Moshe Papa and Dina Lerner. Mazel Tov.
Morning. We will start with the Pesach Sheni. Is in Yonah the Yoyme. Miteva Advorim will speak about Pesach Sheni. So, about a few ideas of Pesach Sheni. We're going to see as much as we. Bechol Sheyaspik Azman. A few ideas, different ideas in Pesach Sheni. The Torah in Parshas Be'alo Yisro tells us there was people over there, Vayanoshim, Asher Oyu Tmeim Lenefesh Odom. There were people that were Tomei. ולא יוכלו לעשות הפסח ביום ההוא, and the day of Yudalet Nisan. This is the second year of they were left Mitzrayim. And they go, ויקרבו לפני מוישה לפני ארון ביום ההוא, ויאמרו האנשים אימו, אילו, אנחנו צמאים לנפש אדם, לא מוני גורא לבלתי הקריב את קורבן השם במוידוי. We want also to come and to have, או מויד to come to be מקריב, בסוף בני ישראל. It tells them, okay, wait, imdu, ve'eshmeo, I will listen what HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and has to tell us. And then, kum tanaya parasha, b'rabbeinu shalom, it comes and tells them, v'yidaber Hashem Moshe leimor, daber b'nei Yisroel leimor, ish, ish, ki yeh tome le'nefesh, v'derech echoiko, and he does another Pesach, b'chodesh Hashem, v'abosor yoyim b'in ha'arbaim, yasu Yisroel al matzis v'yoyim. It says over here, you do a Pesach Sheni. That's what we bring down over here. So this is the Makom of Pesach Sheni, better than the Torah. So what is Pesach Sheni? So if you look at the most place in Chazal, in Bavli, Yerushalmi, in Midrashi, it's always called Pesach Sheni. Sometimes it's called Pesach Koten. For example, in the Mishneh in Chale, in Perek Dalet, Mishneh Yud Alef, it's called Pesach Koten. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Chesam Medalet, the Gemara calls it Pesach Koten. We have also in Megillah Steinis, it's called Pesach Zeire. Sometimes it's called Pesach Koten. Why it's called sometimes Pesach Koten? So the Tehis Yontem Rosh Hashanah tells us because Pesach Rishon is for 7 days. Pesach Sheni is only for 1 day. And that's why it's Koten. It's small. It's a Pesach Koten. The Melech Shlomo beings, as we know, there's lots of difference between, as the Misha tells us in Pesachim, but there's lots of differences between the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And as the Rambam in Korban Pesach, Perek Yud Halachot Tesvav brings down, all the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Now, there's many, many kulas. For example, one of the kulas is Rashi brings down over here that you can eat in the same house should be chometz, and you can have also matzah in the same house. There's no isur of bali ro or bali motz in the second Pesach and Pesach Sheni. So, therefore, it's called Pesach Koten. It's a lower darga of a Pesach. Pesach Sheni is called because it's a secondary of the first Pesach, and that's why it's called Pesach Sheni. So, first of all, we'll see over here that there was people who were Tomei. Who are these people? Mi o anoshi moile. Who are these people? The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chofei, the Gemara comes and says three different opinions who are these people of the anoshi. Rabbi Yisrael Aglili says these people are Noisei Aroin Shel Yosef. These people are the ones that are carrying the oven from Yosef all 40 years and from they left Mitzrayim, and now they are Tomei. The second year, they are carrying the whole year, they are carrying the oven. And now they are Tomei, they want to know how can they keep Pesach. Rabbi Akiva comes and says, this is Mishoel ve'el Tzofon. These two were busy with Nodov ve'Aviyu. They were busy with the Misa of Dor and Aviyu, and that's why they're Tmei Meisim. Rabbi Yitzchok comes and says, he's talking about over here, a Mesmit. Agav, we're talking about this, it's Mamash like Bohema now. So you know there's a big discussion. Some do go to Kohanim, do go to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, some Kohanim don't go to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. What is the sword of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? It's a big tzaddik. And therefore, he's not metame. Tzaddikim ain't no metame, and that's why they go into the oil of Rashbi. Interesting is that the Ma'aril in Simen Kufnun, Oisvov, brings down from this Gemara, Araya, Pum Fakert. He says, 1 second. Milonu Godel mi Yosef. Oh, Nodov ve'Aviyu, yeah? They are the greatest of the great. Yosef HaTzadik. Nodov ve'Aviyu, great tzadikim. And you see that these people are contaminated. They are tamei. These people are tamei, and they're coming. Oh, we can't come now and bring the Pesach. What should we do? So you see a raya that a tzadik is metame. There's a big discussion about it, and the Bnei Sosfor and the Sefer, at the dinner and the Sefer, Agra de Kale, and the Parshas Be'alo Yisro, it brings down over there a very interesting Perush with the whole thing. He says actually they were not Tome. And that's why they came to ask. And why they came to ask, because I think he's Medayek, they say, we were Tomei Mila Nefesh Odom. Tomei Mila Nefesh, what's the Odom? Odom is always Chashivas, something important. That's what they say, we are Tomei Mila Nefesh Odom. We shouldn't be Tome at all. And says the Agar the Kala, says the Dinover, that they could have come and taken, they bought the Pesach at the time. They bought it at the time of the first Pesach. So why is it at the time only they do a Pesach Sheni? Because for different generations, but Taka they bought it, and then we come and they bring Zayas, because you see in Bnoi Slavkod, also Lomoni Kora, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and Moshe Rabbeinu answers directly to Bnoi Slavkod. Over here, suddenly, they ask the question, and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers it? Dabir Bnei Yisrael. He doesn't answer it thing. Okay, this is an interesting discussion. So who was these people? There's a few opinions in the Gemara. But what is exactly the gedder of Pesach Sheni? What is it exactly? Instead of Pesach Yishen. This is also a Gemara in Daf Tzadik Gimel and Medalev. The Gemara brings three different opinions and a Tanoim. What is exactly the gedder of Pesach Sheni? How we define Pesach Sheni? The Gemara brings Rebbe. The Shita of Rebbe is that this is a regel bifnei hatzmoy. Anaya Yom Tov. It's a new Yom Tov, regel bifnei hatzmoy. Rab Nosson says this is a tashlum in l'rishay. You didn't bring the first Pesach, you bring the second Pesach. And there's a third opinion, what Rabbi Hananiah ben Akavio, who says that this is a takone. You can fix. Once you didn't bring the first Pesach, you have a tikkun, you have a takone, you can fix what you didn't do, and you bring the second Pesach. What is the nafkeminus between them? As the Gemara brings, it's a chorus. If you get chorus on the first one, if you didn't bring the second one, or if you only didn't bring the second one, you get chorus. Depends if it's takonot. Another example, a gershon is gayer or kofi shehigbi. A gershon is gayer, so if you understand that it's a tashlum in l'rishon, and the first one he was potter, the second one is also very potter. If it's a regel bifnei atzmo, you call it a rebbe, so you will have to bring the ger, you will have to bring a kofi shehigbi, you will have to bring the kofi pesach. Call it it's a takone, you didn't do the first one, you don't have to do a takone for the second one. But what is a pshat in rebbe that it's a regel bifnei atzmo? Regel bifnei atzmoi, where it's like Shemini Atzeres, we say Pazar Kashav, regel bifnei atzmoi. Makes sense, it's not a regel bifnei atzmoi. If someone kept the Pesach, the first Korban Pesach, he did the first Korban Pesach, what are you going to tell him now? Okay, now you have another Moyed, now you have to do the second Pesach, because it's another Yom Tov. Regel bifnei atzmoi. For sure not, for sure that also according to Rebbe, it's a Tashlomin. It means you didn't do the first one, you have to do the second one. So if so, what's the difference between Rav Nosson and Rebbe? They both say it's a Tashlomin. Elamai, we're going to have to define what is tashlumin. So we have two different definitions of what is tashlumin. As we find it in the Machlokes and the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Ishia. This is tashlumin, for example, of a person didn't bring Chagiga the first day of Sukkot, first day of Pesach. He has 7 days to pay back. A person did not daven. Instead of davening Shachis, he davens Minchas twice. So that's instead of. That's a tashlumin of l'rishon, as we call it in the Gemara. Instead of doing the first day, he does it the second day. Tashlumin l'rishon. There's a different type of tashlumin. Is tashlumin zelazeh. That means it's not really a tashlumin. Every day, if you didn't do the first one, you have a new chiyuv, a new obligation every day to do it. For example, there's rishonim who say that mile, someone did not do mile the eighth day, he has tashlumin to do it after that, the second day. The third, I mean, after they did, the ninth day, the tenth day. Now, if this person, in the eighth day, he was yellow, or whatever it is, he couldn't have the bris. He was potter. So we can say he's potter because tashlumin says potter. For sure not. What's the pshat tashlumin? It is a new chiyuv, but because the source of the chiyuv is siboitzach, be'etzem, it comes and it builds on the eighth day. So this is the pshat that we are calling Rebbe and Rav Nosson. Rebbe comes and says, this is tashlumi. What type of tashlumi? Of as Rabbi Ishia says, tashlumi zeleze. If you didn't do the first day, if you didn't do the first Pesach, you do the second one, it's a new obligation, it's not instead of the first Pesach. If you didn't do it, then you're obligated to do the second Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan says like Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says that no, it's a tashlumi. If a person was a goy, he was a non-Jew, and then he converted, he was this guy between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni, because it's Tashlumin L'Rishon, it's Tashlumin for the first Pesach. And then you can understand the two differences. Now what's Negea to us is Bizman Hazeh so much Pesach Sheni. There's first of all, there's the Shari Tshuva in Kuf Lamed Aleph. do we say Tachnun? Or we don't say Tachnun. So if you go to Kollel Chazonish, they say Tachnun today. If you go to Lederman in Bnei Brak, Rechov Rashban, they do say Tachnun. If you go to any Chazonish shul, they say Tachnun. But if you go to Chassidish shul, they don't say Tachnun. Maybe it was a Yahrzeit or something. Every normal shul, they don't say Tachnun today. Why?
Micha, they don't say.
Cousin is normal.
I mean every what we call
Heimish.
Every kimat roi va oilon do say it. They don't say that.
Say it in the morning. This morning, not this afternoon.
Sorry.
They say it this morning, not this afternoon.
Oh, so we're gonna have to understand why. Okay, I don't know. But we have to understand why they do say that and why they don't. So first of all, we understand the Pesach Sheni is Yom Tov. Rashi says Mefurash. I'm reading out the Rashi and Pasuk Yud Gimel over here in Barshut Ba'al Yisro. Says Rashi, Pesach Sheni Matze v'Chometz Imoy Bavais. You don't. There's no Isur of Bali Roy, as we mentioned. Ve'ein Shem Yom Tov. It's not a Yom Tov. Pesach Sheni, says Rashi. The same Rashi there's in the Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara in Psochim, Dr. Nikov, the Gemara says about what is the about the din of Pesach Sheni. Ein Ton Halel Be'Achilosai. You don't say Halel when you come and eating the Pesach Sheni. Why? Says the Gemara, because Ein Leiloi Mekudesh. This is not a. It's not a Yom Tov. Says Rashi. What means Ein Leiloi Mekudesh? Says Rashi. This is not a Yom Tov. On the other hand, we have a Yalkut Shimoni. The Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Pinchas and Remez Toshin Pei Beis says the Yalkut Shimoni Omar Rav Levi. V'chol Chodesh v'Chodesh Shebakaitz Bikesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liten LeYisrael Moyed. Benison Nosan Noem Pesach. Beiyon Nosan Noem Pesach Koten. Besiva Nosan Natzeles. Betamus Bikesh Liten Noem Yoim Toiv Godoil. But they don't dechet Egel. That's why they missed out. But what do we see over here? Bikesh Liten Noem Moyed. Rav Levi comes and says that Pesach Koten, Pesach Sheni is a Moyed, is a Yom Tov. So maybe we can say that is the Machloikas between the. As we find the machloek is not the Chazon Ish and the Luach Eretz Yisrael of Tikhuchinsky, Rav Yechiel Michal Tikhuchinsky, we find it before, and we find the Shorei Knesset HaGdoila in Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph, and we find that it says, you don't say Tachnun, and we find the Prime God in Mishpat Zor, the Kuf Lamed Aleph, Seif Kofim Tezor, who says, you say Tachnun. So we find this, in the Poiskim we find this machloek. So what is the machloek? If it's a Yontav, not a Yontav, probably even they agree it's a Yom Tov, you don't say it because it's a Yom Tov liyachidim. It's not a Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael. This is a Yom Tov. If someone, individual, not being the Pesach, then he comes and he brings the Pesach for instead of the first Pesach. But it's not a Yom Tov for the whole Klal Yisrael. When don't you say Tachnun? It's a Yom Tov for the whole Klal Yisrael. But when it's a Yom Tov liyachidim, you don't say Tachnun. And that's the svara of, as we said, Chazon Ish and Mishpat Zor, that you don't say Tachnun, you do say Tachnun. Sorry, you do say Tachnun at the Pesach Sheni.
Why not 2 days?
Why not 2 days and Tezvov? Tezvov for sure we don't say because, oh, why? Because why do we say Pesach Sheni? Why do we say we say Tachnun, we don't say Tachnun? So, Lichoyre, we said it to the.
What did the people do who kept Pesach Sheni? Did they keep the day as a Yom Tov? Or did they just be called in Pesach and go?
Did they be called Pesach at night? They have to eat it.
Yeah, but did they keep the day as a Yom Tov?
No, he didn't keep it. That's what the Gemara says. Ain't tol halal because it's not mekudesh. Yes, that's what the Gemara says. Ain't tol halal because it wasn't mekudesh. Ain't mekudesh. So lechoyre, the svara because it's only a yechidim, and if it's a yontav liyechidim, so the whole klal Yisrael do not have to come and not say tachnun. You have to say tachnun. But everyone agrees, a minche beforehand, you don't say tachnun. Well, Titkoscho, you do say Tachnun, I'm sorry. Titkoscho maybe yesterday, they did say most people, I think, do say Titkoscho, and they also say Tachnun at the day before. And why? Lechoyre, Erev Tu Bishvat, Erev Chanukah, Erev Sukkot, Erev Shabbos, and Minche, we don't say Tachnun. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is because, the Pshat Pshat, because Erev Shabbos, for example, Erev Shabbos, from Chatzois, when the sun is about to set, it's already going to the west, it's when he starts already a Kedusha Shabbos. It's already starting a Kedusha Shabbos. Therefore, always a tefillah, a davening before the Yom Tov, we always don't say Tachnun. That's why if Tu Bishvat starts from the night, if Chanukah starts from the night, or Shabbos starts from the night, we're not going to say Tachnun and Mincha. But what is Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni, they came in Yudalet after Chatzos, and they came and they done the Korban Pesach. When they done the Korban Pesach? After Chatzos. So if so, what is the tefillah before the Yom Tov? Shachris. Therefore, Shachris, you don't say Tachnun. But Minche, beforehand, it's Lifnei da Lifnei da Lifnei, so we do say Tachnun. That's the small little thing. The question will be about, we know the Gemara in Yuma says, Kol Oichel B'Chi, Keilu Tzam, B'Chi Ve'Asir. Now there's a mitzvah, it's a Yom Tov. Chi, Tes, Tishrei, is a Yom Tov. So we do say, and a Mincha before, and we say, so this is going to depend on the Machloikas and the Rishonim, if the mitzvah of eating starts at night, or it's only by day. And that depends if we say Tachnun Mincha the day before and or not. So the Chayre, this is the Svore, if we say Tachnun or we don't say Tachnun. What's the Svore, the ones that say that we don't say Tachnun? The Chayre, it's only a Yom Tov Yechidim, as we said. So they come and they bring a Raya from an interesting Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei brings down that if Moshiach will come between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, all of us, the whole tzibur, will have to bring Pesach Sheni. Mimele, today, we're all waiting Moshiach should come, so it's a yanta for all of us. Because if Moshiach would have come between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, we will come and bring Korban Pesach. And he brings a raya from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in the beginning of Bishoyo. The Yerushalmi in Perek Tes, Aloche Aleph, in Psochim. And the Yerushalmi comes and says over there, Amachloikes. Tanekame would love you there. Tanekame says, Tzibur ain't oisim Pesach Sheni. It's not a good thing. As a community, you never come, only individuals, they come and they bring a Pesach Sheni. Well, Tzibur do not bring a Pesach Sheni. Rav Yudah comes and says, Tzibur oisim Pesach Sheni. The Tzibur, and he brings a raya from Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo, the first year of Chizkiyo, he came and he done the Pesach when? Pesach Sheni. Now this is not exactly, because what's the mice of the Chizkiyo? Over there we find Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. His father was Ochoz. Ochoz was a big Rosh, he came when he was Metamed, the Visamigdosh, all of with idolatry, was full of idols there. And it says over there in Melochim, based on Divrei Hayomim also, that comes the Echod Lachoidesh. The Chodesh of Rishon, Aleph Nisan, and Chizkiyo tells his people, let's come and demolish and smash Ve'inotsu, to break Ve'shibu, all the altars and all the bombos and all the matzevos and all the mizbechos. It takes them 8 days, first of all, to purify themselves, and then another 8 days to come to get rid of the Avodah Zarah. So 8 days, another 8 days, it's 16, and they finish it on the 16th of Nisan, they finish the, now they are Torah. And why it takes them so long? Like the Yerushalmi, it takes so long to get rid of Avodah Zarah. One day you get rid of Avodah Zarah. It says because they came and they done in the Beis Hamikdash, they came and done all kinds of tziyurim, all kinds of they colored on the walls of the Beis Hamikdash. Sorry?
Engraving.
Yeah, but it's not engraving.
Graffiti.
But it's called over there. Pushim Asher Beshoshar, I think that's called over there. Yerushalmi says Asher Beshoshar. This is and the Pnei Moshe explains because there's a Easter of coming and poigim there by somebody, so they have to be very, very careful the way they're coming and scraping it off. And this took 8 days. Takes 8 days, and now it comes to Svov Nisan, and they didn't do the Pesach. So Chizkiyahu comes and does Pesach Sheni. It's not exactly a Pesach Sheni. What do you call the Pesach Sheni? Because what he done, he came and he was Me'aber Nisan. He was Me'aber Nisan. He done it to leap year. Leap year is normal till Ador, and then you do it a leap year. But he came and was after Ador, Nisan, and then he decided, no, this month now is not Nisan, it's Ador Sheni. And Mimele now, next Nisan, we're going to come and do the Pesach. But the Pasuk says this was Asher Lo Kosov. This was not right. Why it wasn't right? So if you call it the Tanekame, very simple why it's not right. Because a tzibur do not do Pesach Sheni. Call it the Rav Yudah, why it's not right? So it's not right because you don't be Me'aber, you don't turn it into a leap year after Ador. Nisan comes in, now you're turning into a leap year, you don't do these things. And this is a machloek, it's a Gemara Sanhedrin, and Dafyut Beis, if you do that, you don't. So according to the Mandoma, it says that, Me'abrin es ha'shono mipnei atum. What do you answer? It says the Gemara, because of them was a Tumas Mes. Tumas Mes. What was the Tumas Mes? Says the Yerushalmi, because very interesting, they found underneath the Mizbeach, the skull, Gulgoltoi, the skull of Ornon HaYevusi. Ornon HaYevusi is the one that sold David HaMelech the Beis HaMikdash. And David HaMelech built up the Beis HaMikdash. Under the Mizbeach, they found out that the skull of Ornon HaYevusi, all of them became Tmei Meisim. How exactly the Kate Meme? You see, Ono Yahusi is a goy. We know the Gemara of Shimba Yachai and Gemara Yevom is Daf Samachale. The Gemara says that Ein goy metame be'oyel, atem kuim Odom, Odom kuyomus be'oyel, as though two months oyel is hard to become. But it's a long mishtala. Melech, to come to explain it. And as we know, also, all the years, Chasav Sofer, you're a day and Shimem, in fact, all the years, they were there with the Macy. Chasav Sofer, that's very interesting. He says, Gulgoltoi is not a skull, Gulgoltoi is Miloshin Gilgul. It was rolling. Why? Because if you look at the Bisamigos, as we know, Harabais was full of mechilois, full of tunnels. Now, the family of Ono Naevusi, the royal family, probably they had over there the cave, the family cave, well, they all buried there, was quite near the Beis HaMikdash. And every year they made sure, because it's full of tunnels, so maybe the tunnel that comes to the cave of Ono Yevusi is not blocked. So every year they made sure that they made sure that the stones are there, the rock is there, no bones that's coming out under the Beis HaMikdash. In the times of Ochoz, no one cared. In the times of Ochoz, no, okay. And therefore, Gulgaltoi. What means Gulgaltoi? It rolled in under the Mechilos of the Beis HaMikdash and it became Dome. So it was not there all the years. That's what the Chasav Sofer comes and explains why it was Dafke that. Anyway, what was the. So that's the problem, because it's a Tumei Mes, you only can come and Shef Pesach Yishan, and not Pesach Sheni. That was Heloika Kosa. So we find that's what the Yerushalmi them in the Chaschim of Beis. This is, we find that there was Loi, that was Pesach Sheni, Atzibu. We see a tzibu doing this Hashem. If he then, we are tzibu, we may live, we say, Rafi. If he then is a very interesting maisa, they want to be, for en for a shver chasam seifer. The chasam seifer in your day, similar to Islam and Gimel, chasam seifer brings over there, v'yoyim chofei le misba b'nei Yisrael, yud be'iyor, yoyim biku le'kov m'pesach shem. Bikur is, you come and you examine the animal before. You have a tola, you have a lamb, you have to examine before, and there's no blemishes on the lamb. It takes 4 days. Says the Gemara Daf Tzadik Vav, there's only a bikur in Korban Pesach Rishon. Why it says avoido hazeh? What means hazeh, achoido hazeh? Only in this month you have a din of bikur. But in the rest, that means Pesach Sheni, you don't have a din of bikur. How could it be against the Gemara, Mefurish Gemara? The Chasam Sofer goes against the Mefurish Gemara. So this is a sefer, Oyer Yehoshua, from Rabbi Yehoshua Buxboy, Hashem Yikum Damai. He was died in the war, and he was the, Rabbi Yehoshua Buxboy was a Rov El Galante, it was called the Galante Rov. And he says a very interesting text. He brings a Maise. The Maise goes with the Sar Sholem Yibels. Sar Sholem Yibels asked the Shail. We say in Koyrech, we take Matze, Moroyer, and we say, צריך מידוש כאילה, ככה עשו אילה, לקיים מה שנאמר, על מצוי שמורים יכלו. If you look at the פסוק, where it says על מצוי שמורים יכלו, פסח שני. And פרשס בוי, it says, מצוי על מרוירים יכלו. Why don't we bring, we're eating over here, צריך לקום פסח ראשון, probably. No, let us say that. Why do we bring the פסוק of פסח שני? We should bring the פסוק of פסח ראשון. And he said that his son, רבי ישוע מבלז, the מערי, I think they call it, answered that we come and we said Meloshim Tefillah, we're davening Lekayim, we kept the whole Seder, now we're coming and we want this, we're davening Takadosh Baruch Hu Lekayim, that we should be Zoyche for Pesach Sheini. Moshiach didn't come till now, so we're not waiting till Leshono Abo Yerushalayim, maybe it's a bit of a stira, but we're saying straight away in a month we should be Zoyche to bring a Korban Pesach Sheini. Mekayim HaShenema, we should be Mekayim, what it says in the Torah, Al Matzos Amor Yechlu, we should be Zoyche for Pesach Sheini. They said that they went back with this Teretz Rabbi Shaul Natanzon. So Shaul Natanzon said, before she Gmor, Nish Tazai, that's what the Gmor says, that the Tzibur does not do Pesach Sheini. So they went back to Rabbi Shia Mibels, and he said, no, the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi who says, that even though it's Royal Pialocha probably, because we don't pass on the Rabbi, they pass on the Tanikame, that it says like, you see that the Tzibur, when they do Pesach Sheni, the whole Tzibur, maybe that's going to be a Peretz. Zogt Rabbi Shua Buxboy, Lefi Dem, Vizman Haze, if Mashiach will come, so when it's Yechidim, it's individuals, you have a few Korbanos, so you don't need Biku 4 days, you have enough time to come to do Biku. But when it's going to be that the whole Klal Yisrael now have to do a Korban Pesach? So that's the same dini of Pesach Rishon. Has the same dini of Pesach Rishon, we have to do Biku. You have to do Biku for 4 days, and that's what the Chasam Sofer means. Yoim Yud Iyo, that is the Yoim Biku, the Pesach Sheni. Because it has a basic book. Yeah.
If the majority of the Kehillah is Tomei when it comes to Pesach Rishon, they could bring Korban Pesach.
Depends what Tuma.
What does the Sheikh do?
Depends what Tuma. You see, that's as we mentioned, that Chizkiyahu was Tuma Avodah Zarah. It's a question of Avodah Zarah is with time of 7 days, but probably yes.
Different kinds of Tuma?
Yeah, only Korban Tuma. Or Tumemes.
And what was the other kind?
Any tumor. So last, you have any tumor was 7 days. Because if a tumor of 1 day, you can come and be makiv the korban pesach and eat it at night. The tvul yoyim makiv, as the Gemara says, you can come and bring a korban pesach for a tvul yoyim. Another interesting thing what we find regarding the pesach is a question of the yayvetz. The yayvetz and see the beis yakev reckt, we do korban pesach sheni. Why? Because they came and they. Tmei, they can do. So why you dalit? Why you dalit here? Why a month later? How long takes to come and to purify yourself from Tumas mess? 7 days? Okay, so wait till Pesach ends. And then the first thing after Pesach, you should come and bring a Pesach Sheni. Why are you waiting 30 days till you dalit here? Says the Yaivetz, 2/3. First 30 says, Gilu li min ha-shomayim, he says. So you read it from the Shomayim, according to a Medrash Rabbe in Shemois, Perek Gimel. That it says over there that the Gam Tzeda Osuloyim, that this Tzeda, this Matzah, as we say, Matzah Zu Ashum Mo, Ashum Sheyotzo, we say in Mitzrayim, Lo Yispik Betzeikom, this Matzah what they take out, the Tzeda what they take out, this they ate for 30 days. That's the Medrash, for 30 days. And mainly he says, Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, continues for the next 30 days. As long as they had the Matzah with them, that was part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Mele, you can't do it now, a Pesach Sheni, you're still in the first Pesach, you're still in Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're first in the first Pesach, that's why you start to do it only in the second month, that's 30 days later. Another 30 says, because when you have, we don't have a leap year, so sometimes you know that Nisan is really Adol, and Iyar is really Nisan, could be. If it would be a leap year, so the Nisan would turn to be into Adol, and the Iyar will turn into be a Nisan. Therefore, if you want to come and do the Pesach Sheni, we do it on the same date, what should have, could have been Pesach Rishon, Yudalet and Nisan, even though now it's Yudalet Iyar, and therefore we do it Dafke and Yudalet Iyar. It's going to be a question, as he says himself, what about the leap year? Yeah. So we shouldn't do that. So maybe Loic Klug. Another question is from the... this interesting thing is I'm just gonna finish with this. Rashi says over here, "Oy b'derech echoiko," says Rashi. Kozman shchid the Pesach sheni matzah v'chometz imur b'bayis. You can have Pesach with chometz and matzah. Ve'ein shem yontov, ve'ein isul chometz. There's no isul chometz. Elo imur b'achilosay. Only eating together the Pesach with chometz, you're not allowed to do in Pesach sheni. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Aleph. He comes and he says, I don't understand this. Where Rashi gets the Bekor from? I didn't see it not in Shas, not in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi. I don't know where he gets it from. And he says, I myself, I've written it on my Chidushim and the Chumash for years already, and I didn't find the answer. Where does Rashi get that you're not allowed to eat the Pesach with Chometz together? At home it can be, but to get together, to eat them together with the Chometz, you're not allowed to come and to eat the Chometz together with the together with the matzah, together with the pesach. Why not? So they say, b'shem the Abiezer, b'shem the Rav Shach, they say that you have to come and put over here a comma in Rashi. And you say like this, ve'ein isu chometz elo. There's no isu chometz elo. What should you do? Imoy be'achin osoy. Ve'ein isu chometz. Pesach sheni, there's no isu chometz elo. What's the way you can eat it? Imoy be'achin osoy. You can come and eat it together. The headlines of that, sorry? No. You put a comma after the Elo. So you say, Ve'ein Yisru Chometz. Pesach Sheni, there's no Yisru Chometz. And therefore, Elo, Imoy Be'achilosay. Because there's no Yisru Chometz, you can come and have it, Imoy Be'achilosay, together with it. Yeah, there's a Medrash Hagod I heard once that says Mefush. Nishlazay, but I heard the Teretz, as we know, Ugois Matzis Kiloi Chometz. What defines Matzah? What is Matzah? Matzah isn't Chometz. Ugois matzah is kiloi chometz. That what turns in matzah into matzah is because it isn't chometz. We mail over here, that's the Makom Rashi. Rashi kind of said you can't eat chometz together with this because once you eat the chometz, you're not eating matzah. So, mail, you can have it at home, no problem, imoy babais. But Elohim Bachilas are not. There's a Yisrael Chometz and Imoy Bachilas. You can't eat it together. Why? Because once you eat it together, you don't have the Shem Matzah. Because what defines Matzah is, it's not Chometz. Once you have it with it Chometz, it's going to be a problem. Let's finish with a short vote. What is Pesach Sheni all about? It's very interesting. If a person did not sit in a sukkah, we give him a second chance, come and sit in a sukkah. Right? We don't find these things. You didn't sit in a sukkah, come and sit in a sukkah. Right? Maybe the cheesecake of Shavuos, if you didn't eat a thing, you could come and have tashlumin. But no, we don't find these things that you didn't do a yonta, you could come and have a tashlumin. Who's that with us? So, sorry? Tashlumin, but tashlumin is only is, yeah. So what's the pshat over here, that Pesach suddenly they... So the Chinuch when he says that Pesach is the Yesoi Daimuna, and it's brought down in Charedim, that Pesach Sheni is even more chosher than Pesach Rishon. What's the idea? Because this is a gather of Bali Tshuva. Mokoy she Bali Tshuva oivdim, eik tzadikin kmur yuchoy lamoy. And a nefesh rechoyko, what means a nefesh rechoyko? Tommy nefesh and a nefesh, someone was with derech rechoyko. Derech rechoyko is someone is vayt. It's someone that's, Achmon it's done, he's not, and then he came with his carib, that's the Pesach Sheni. That's all about Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni basically comes to teach us one thing. You still have a chance. Everyone still has a chance. As we know, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he built the Tnuas HaMusar, why? Because he was walking one day, it was late at night, and his sandal, his shoe was torn. So he was walking around, and then he sees over there by the shoemaker, the light, Sebret Noch Hapsadas. He goes in, and he tells him, it's still open, you can fix it. So he says, as we know, Kol Zman She'aner Doilek, Eshel Etaken. Bilang, the Lecht brand, Ken Noch Farachni. As he said in English, I don't know if it's the expression in English, but as long as the light is burning, you still could fix. And that's the whole idea of Pesach Sheni. We should thank every Zoyche for, if not Pesach Sheni, may all be Yomeinu.